This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Global Blood Safety Report reveals widening access gap despite progress. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakake, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, a new World Health Organization report reveals that despite decades of progress in blood safety, access to life-saving blood transfusions remains deeply unequal globally. The comprehensive assessment shows that while high-income countries have achieved near-universal blood safety standards, significant shortages continue to put lives at risk in many lower-income nations. Key takeaways: blood safety has improved significantly in high-income countries over the past two decades. Lower-income countries continue to face critical blood shortages that endanger patient lives. Access inequalities persist despite WHO's ongoing global blood safety initiatives. Millions of lives saved daily through safe blood transfusions globally. Global blood safety progress by income level. Access to safe blood remains unequal across different economic regions. 2026 high-income countries, moderate, middle-income countries, critical low-income countries. Source: World Health Organization, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Persistent inequalities threaten patient safety. The WHO assessment highlights how blood safety progress has been concentrated primarily in wealthier nations, leaving vulnerable populations in lower-income countries at continued risk. According to the WHO Blood Safety Program, these disparities affect critical patient populations, including women experiencing childbirth complications, accident victims, cancer patients, and individuals with chronic diseases requiring regular transfusions. Blood shortages in resource-limited settings create impossible choices for healthcare providers and families. The report emphasizes that global health inequities in blood access directly translate to preventable deaths and suffering. Progress masks underlying challenges while celebrating substantial improvements in blood screening and safety protocols over recent decades. WHO officials acknowledge that progress has been uneven. The report documents how high-income countries have successfully implemented comprehensive blood safety systems, including advanced screening technologies and robust quality assurance programs. However, many lower-income nations continue to struggle with inadequate blood collection infrastructure, limited screening capabilities, and insufficient trained personnel. These systemic challenges are compounded by cultural and logistical barriers to blood donation in many regions. According to WHO emergency response data, safe blood helps save the lives of women experiencing childbirth complications, accident victims, cancer patients, and people living with chronic diseases daily. World Health Organization Global Blood Safety Report, 2026. Targeted interventions needed. The WHO report calls for renewed commitment to addressing blood safety inequalities through targeted interventions in the most affected regions. Priority areas include strengthening blood collection systems, improving screening technologies, and building local capacity for blood bank management. International collaboration remains essential for bridging these gaps, with WHO emphasizing the need for sustained political commitment and financial investment. The organization highlights successful models from countries that have rapidly improved their blood safety infrastructure through strategic partnerships and technology transfer. What this means for patients: those in lower-income countries may face increased risks when requiring blood transfusions due to safety and availability concerns. For clinicians, healthcare providers in resource-limited settings need enhanced training and support for blood safety protocols and shortage management. For policymakers, sustained investment in blood safety infrastructure and international cooperation frameworks is essential to address global inequities. Frequently asked questions: why do blood safety inequalities persist globally? Lower-income countries face multiple challenges, including inadequate infrastructure, limited screening technology, insufficient trained personnel, and cultural barriers to donation. These systemic issues require sustained investment and international support to address effectively. How has blood safety improved in recent decades? High-income countries have implemented comprehensive screening protocols, advanced testing technologies, and robust quality assurance systems. However, these improvements have not been equally distributed globally. What patient populations are most affected by blood shortages? Women with childbirth complications, accident victims, cancer patients, CAID, and individuals with chronic diseases requiring regular transfusions are particularly vulnerable to blood shortages and safety issues. The WHO report underscores that achieving universal blood safety will require sustained global commitment and targeted interventions, addressing both technical and systemic barriers. As the organization continues monitoring progress, the focus must remain on ensuring that life-saving blood transfusions are safely available to all patients, regardless of their geographic location or economic circumstances. Source: WHO report shows progress in blood safety, but there are worrying gaps.